KFSR presents the Fresno State Student Spotlight with Fresno State's Vice President for Student Affairs and Enrollment Management, Dr. Frank Lummis, and Fresno State Student Special Guests, 90.7 KFSR.
Good morning and welcome. I'm Dr. Frank Lummis. Thanks for joining us this morning. I'm excited to have three guests with me today from our Renaissance Scholars Program. Academic Advisor Adriana Vasquez, welcome.
Thank you, Dr. Lummis, for having us today.
It's great to have you here. Richard Ceja and Victoria Camacho. Welcome, Richard and Victoria.
Hi, thank you for having me here today.
Yes, thank you.
So happy to have you here with us. And I want our listeners to get a better sense of the Renaissance Scholars Program and some of your roles in it. So maybe we should start with Adriana. Why don't you tell us a little bit about your role in the Renaissance Scholars Program?
Okay. I would like to first start off by, you know, letting everybody know what exactly the Renaissance Scholars Program is. Mm-hmm. So here at Fresno State, it's a program that provides services to students who have experienced foster care or who are homeless or also known as independent status students. So any particular student who is labeled by that by financial aid, we try to provide services for them. And my role within that program is the academic advisor. So I really monitor them academically. And I'm also there as a counselor just in case they have anything else going on. They have somebody to go to and talk to. So
great.
I'm really glad to
great.
Be there.
Thank you. Thank you for all you do. Victoria, you want to tell us a little bit about your role?
Yes, thank you. My role for the Renaissance Scholars Program is basically to be a student that uses the tools and the resources that are given by this program to help me better myself for the career of my choosing and to be a hardworking citizen throughout the world.
Great. Tell me how long you've been here at Fresno State. Tell me a little bit about how many years, what your major is, etc.
This is my sophomore year. I am a liberal studies major. In the beginning, I was planning to be a teacher, but as I went on and took classes, I realized I didn't want to teach little ones.
Well, good to find out now.
Yeah, right? But I do want to be a counselor, in particular, something like Adriana's profession.
Oh, great.
The Renaissance, I have to thank for that career choice because they've inspired me a lot. So
we get to hire you back after you get your degree at some point,
hopefully, fingers
right?
crossed.
All right.
But yes.
So you've been here 2 years.
Yes.
How about you, Richard? How long have you been here? And tell us a little bit about yourself.
Thank you, Dr. Lummis. I've been here just this freshman year. I'm a freshman.
Okay.
I'm a ag business major. And, you know, my role within Renaissance Scholars is I'm basically a mentee. I have a couple of mentors and like Adriana that helped me throughout my, you know, time here at Fresno State.
So you're finishing up almost your first year then?
Yep, just getting done. Just took my midterms last Friday and
great.
Yep, hopefully I passed.
I'm sure you have. So what have you enjoyed the most for this first year that you've been here?
You know, you hear it a lot, but I would say just the people and the atmosphere around Fresno State, it's amazing. Everybody's so welcoming and you never really feel like you can't do something here.
Now, I use the same answer. When people tell me what I like the best, I always talk about the students and some of the staff and faculty and then the area being so welcoming. So I'm right there with you, and I'm here almost 3 years now. So let's talk a little bit about the program itself. Adriana, maybe we'll start with you. So tell us a little bit about the goals and some of the initiatives that the Renaissance program has gotten involved in. You know, we can talk about the last couple of years if you wanted.
Yeah, so one of our biggest initiatives and goals to do is for the fall 2017 is we want to increase our program size. We currently serve 53 students. We average about 40 students each year. And this coming up fall, we want to be at 80. So that means doubling our size. It's going to be our biggest group since the start of this program back in 2008. Mm-hmm. So we're a little nervous about that, but I'm sure it's going to end up being really great, especially since we'll be able to support more students and really provide these services for these students that really need them.
Sure. Well, I'm very much looking forward to us growing the program.
Yes.
I know that there's a lot of students out there that could really benefit from working with people like you and Kizzy and others in our program. And hopefully then they'll pay it forward to all the other students. We already have Victoria is going to be a counselor for us. And so, Richard, Victoria told us a little bit about what she'd like to do in the future. What are some of your future plans? I know you're only a freshman. You got a lot of time to think about this. But being an ag business major, have you thought about how you might use the things that you learn here at Fresno State?
Yeah, of course. The whole reason why I want to go into ag business is to go into the medical marijuana industry. And this, you know, a lot of people may be skeptical about it. But for me, the reason why I'm doing it is because my sister, she has epilepsy, And she used to have it really bad, say like, 20 plus in a day.
Mm-hmm.
And the doctors just prescribe her more and more pills. And eventually it was just like her taking 40 and over.
Mm.
And then one day someone introduced her into a CBD oil, and what was 20 plus turned into 2, maybe 3 a day.
So it really helped her with her health.
Yeah. And there's so many people, and with so many laws in different states, people can't have this like wonder drug that's helping people live regular lives.
Mm-hmm. So it's a pretty laudable goal that you have here to help people who need this to be able to live their life every day.
Yeah.
Thank you. So, I know about this Home of Hope campaign. Tell me a little bit about it, Adriana, and then I'll ask the students to jump in. What is Home of Hope campaign? I know it, but I'd like all the listeners to hear more about it.
So our Home of Hope is one of our biggest fundraisers for this program. Since we first started back in 2009, we've raised about $266,000. This amount of money goes directly to our students. So our students each semester have to complete certain requirements in order for them to receive a scholarship. They know them as stipends. So they receive $500 stipends at the end of each semester. And this is how we provide the funds to be able to continue that for these students. And so Grantonville Home of Hopes has partnered up. We're one of 9 beneficiaries with this organization. And we sell $100 tickets. And you're put into a raffle to win a brand new home, Grantonville home, valued at $375,000.
Wow.
Yes. And it's a beautiful home. It's canvas 4 rooms, 3 baths, I want to say. I might be wrong in that. And or the option of $100,000 cash money. So there's 25 secondary prizes. But the best thing of all is you are helping our students make a degree a reality. So, that's for me one of the biggest thing, and really promote that.
So really the Home of Hope campaign is a fundraiser for our Renaissance Scholars Program. And this is how the students get these stipends to help them pay for the things that they need to here at the university. So what a better way to spend $100 than to buy a ticket, maybe win some cash or a home, and then support our wonderful students here at Fresno State.
Yes.
Sounds like a win-win. So any of you who are out there and would like to buy a ticket for Home of Hope, how do they do it, Adriana?
So they could do it multiple ways. We're going to be out there in our community. We're going to have events coming up. April 8th, we'll be at the Canvas Model Home. So it's going to be at the Belterra community. I actually have the address right here with me if you guys want to stop by. It's going to be at 2691 North MacArthur Avenue, Fresno, California, 93727. It's going to be from 10 to 2. We're going to be out there. Victory, we'll stop for a little bit, so come out, take a picture, buy a ticket, meet some of our students. So we're really trying to promote that. If for any reason you can't make it to that event, you could always give me a call. My phone number is 559-278-6555.
So you can call Adriana, you can go to this event. If someone wanted to purchase one of these online, is there a way to purchase off a website at this point, or do they have to call you, Adriana?
They'll have to call me. If you call me, the proceeds go to our students. We are one of 9 beneficiaries. So there's other beneficiaries out in the community that are worth, donating to. Of course, I encourage you to donate to our program just because you help our students. But there is no online purchasing. They consider it gambling, and it's not legal in California.
Okay. I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you. So again, for those listening, if you want to buy a ticket, give Adriana a call and support our students or support some of the other groups, but give, because it's a very worthwhile cause. So you talked a little bit earlier about our Renaissance Scholars increasing in size. Can you tell me what that will mean to the program? And I'm going to ask Adriana to answer that, but then I'm going to ask the 2 students on the panel, what's the Renaissance program meant to you, and how has it helped you your first year here, Richard, and Victoria, the 2 years that you've been here? So Adriana, tell us a little about it.
Increasing our students to 80 students, it's something that we really want to achieve this fall. What that really means is an increase in our family size. Our program, we are like a family. I see these students as part of my family. I want them to see them succeed. And having to increase hopefully won't change the one-to-one services. We'll still be there. They have my contact information. They could text me anytime. Mm-hmm. That hopefully won't change. What will be changing possibly is the way our students receive their funds. But the increase in family size usually means we need more money. So we need to really get the funding to be able to provide these students with their stipends. Like you had mentioned earlier, A lot of these students use these stipends during the time that there's no school because they get awarded towards the end of the semester. So it really helps them out during winter break and during summer break when they really don't have any other funds or incoming income when financial aid is not available.
Mm-hmm. So how do you feel about growing the program? I'll ask Victoria to go first. Great idea to have more slots for Renaissance Scholars Program. What are you feeling about this?
Honestly, I think it's great. I think from the moment that Renaissance Scholars started was to expand because it does open a lot of opportunity for students like myself and like Richard to have a chance at success. And I think every child deserves that. Not every mm-hmm. child is appointed these kind of things that allow us to be successful in life. Not everybody mm-hmm. gets those things. They're just born in certain predicaments and you can't change that. But you can work with what you have. And what we have is Renaissance Scholars. Like Adriana said, it will expand our family. We really are like a family.
That's great. How about you, Richard? What do you think about growing the program?
Like Adriana said, you know, just a bigger family. When I first came, that's something that I was really worried about. Like, you know, who am I going to talk to now that I'm not in high school with my old friends?
Mm-hmm.
And what is it going to be like? But with this program, I feel like everywhere I go on campus now, I'm always saying hi to someone, someone mm-hmm. saying hi to me, and it's a really great feeling.
That's great. Well, let's talk about that a little bit. So I'll ask both Richard and Victoria. Richard, maybe I'll have you start out. How do you feel the program supports our students? And can you touch a little bit more on the family-like culture that you've alluded to?
Well, it all started out with the LINK program, which was every Renaissance Scholars or whoever could make it came for the two-day thing here at Fresno State, where we stayed at the dorms and we participated in the ropes course. And during those 2 days with all those people, new faces, it was incredible. Like everybody just really connected and everybody wanted to connect because, I don't know, it's just something about it.
Okay. Victoria, how about you?
So this is my second year, and gosh, I can tell you so much about how much this program has helped me in the last 2 years. I have a very complex and very complicated family background, so stability and trust is two of the things that I lack. And ever since I've entered the Renaissance, they found me, by the way, they found me on my student portal, so I was kind of, you know, skeptical at first, but when I met Adriana and Kizzy, I was so blown away. These amazing women, like any problem that I had, financial, emotional, mental, or like academic, they right away jumped to help me. It doesn't matter what time it is. Like they said, they do give out their number. I could text them, I have trouble with this, or how do I apply for this job? And they're there. They're basically like, you know how you have that mom or that dad where you can come to and just say, you know, hey, dad, how would I do this? They're basically like that for us as students, only on campus.
That's great.
Yeah. So it's
we're very lucky to have Kizzy and Adriana on our staff.
Yes, very.
So you both mentioned this family-like atmosphere. And so you mentioned that you can text or call or the fact that you had, you know, these team building kinds of things where you got to meet each other. Can you talk a little bit about why it feels so much like a family to you?
For example, like Thanksgiving and Christmas, we have these sort of like holiday occasions where all of mm-hmm. us, we're all welcome, like we're all invited. We're allowed to bring people, our kids, family, mm-hmm. whoever. And we're there and we're doing these activities and stuff that make it feel like we're not these students with these dark pasts or these issues of tomorrow. You know, we're just happy kids, just doing some normal family things. And I think those like such small moments that to some people may seem like nothing, but to us is everything. Like mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. not very many students have that. And so it's nice. And I think that's what makes us so close. And we see each other like when we have these track things where it's part of our criteria to have them for our contract. And we, for first years, we would have to meet up once a week or every few months and stuff. And we would just sit and talk about our day or about how school is going. And we'll mess around about midterms and stuff, you know, mm-hmm. things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And walk around campus and be like, you know, hey, Richard, or hey, have you talked to Adriana? You know, like things that just make it feel like you have someone, like you have someone mm-hmm. you can talk to, someone you can cry to or laugh with, even on holidays.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great. You sound very heartfelt in the way this has impacted you.
For me, I am, because I've never had that. So it's nice to have that.
Yeah. Great. Great. Anything else you want to add?
I would have to say advising. I am the type of person to question everything. Mm-hmm. I am always in the front seat of a classroom with my hand raised. I don't care if it sounds like a dumb question. Like they say, there are no dumb questions.
There are no dumb questions, exactly.
I will ask. I am a very curious person. And with advising, I would always ask questions, especially with Adriana. Like last year, I would be in her office every week asking questions. It is. You know, I like, and she showed me like, oh, there's the Career Development Center, or there's these clubs going on, or they sent emails. And I would actually go through all my emails and read them and see what activities are going on and stuff.
So you didn't delete any of her emails, right?
No.
Okay, good.
I have a specific thing. It's called flagging. So the moment they pop up, the flag.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Yeah. So I would definitely say advising. That's how I found the Career Center, which got me to help me change my major. And I've got an internship coming up.
All right. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's wonderful.
Yes. So,
well, you know, when you said the idea of sitting in the front, I have to tell you, it took me a few months my freshman year, but I realized I became 100% better student when I started sitting in the front of the classroom. There's just something about, I had a flashback just then, something about sitting in the front that made me just a better student, just that one little thing.
It works miracles.
Yeah.
What do you think it is? I'm really blind. Even though I wear glasses, so it's like, you got to sit in the front, Victoria, you can't see. There goes your notes, you know? Yeah. So I sit in the front, and then like you're in the front. It's not like you can go on the side and text or, you know, doze off. Like
sure, it makes
people
you
in the
more
back.
Attentive.
Yeah,
I think.
So you have to be like
yes,
all the
and,
time.
You know, you don't want any of your professors thinking you're not being attentive.
Yeah.
So that made me a way better student. I'm gonna go with that forever.
And then like when you raise your hand, they see you right away. They're
that's
just like,
right.
Oh, you right there in the front.
That's right. It's they me. Know who you are, and that's a good thing. So, Richard, how about you? Any particular programs or services or things that have really helped you this first year, navigating your way, transitioning to a new environment, you know, beyond the Renaissance program, of course?
Well, for my classes, I would have to say the tutoring place in the library has really helped.
Supplemental instruction, tutoring, and all that,
It's amazing because especially when you're taking classes that you feel like you're not really comprehending, just having that extra person there to say like, yeah, you're doing it right. It's really helpful.
Great. Great. Anything else?
No, I haven't really utilized anything else.
Well, you need to start talking more to Victoria and Adriana. Have you been going every week to be with her also? Because we may have to get you there more often. There's so many good programs and services in academic affairs and student affairs. We got to get you to take advantage of him.
Yeah, maybe. I'll try.
Looks like we're going to have to work on this guy a little bit, huh? All right, Adriana, you know, I think one of the things that for those out there listening, let me put some stuff out there and then you help us to better understand it. So as I understand the Renaissance program, it serves three distinct populations. There can be some overlap with them. So one is our foster care student population. The other is homeless students, and the third is independent students. But as I understand it, you can be one, two, all three of these. Tell me a little bit about the Renaissance program in relation to the three populations, then I'll ask the students, both Victoria and Richard, to comment.
Yes, our Renaissance Scholars does serve those three different populations. For the most part, most people thought Renaissance Scholars was just for foster youth. We actually have included homeless and independent status students. So those independent status students are usually the more difficult to identify just because it depends on your current situation. Those could be orphans if, you know, their parents passed away. Mm-hmm. We always base it back to our financial aid. So if financial aid declares you as independent status, you are eligible for our program. And you could always come into our office. We're located in Joelle 224. And you come and ask the questions. We could review your current situation and tell you if you're eligible for the program. We never deny students as far as services. You know, I'm always there if they ever need academic assistance. Mm-hmm. But in order to be part of the Renaissance Scholars, you need to meet one of those.
And so when you said financial aid, you mean students who fill out their FAFSA form, which declares the information for their family circumstances.
Yes, and that is correct. They have to fill out their FAFSA. But, you know, other students who don't fill out the FAFSA or don't receive any financial aid are still eligible for our program,
since
all that still goes through financial aid information. There are multiple ways to screening these students.
So, Victoria, do you want to tell us a little bit about your story?
Sure. So I've actually been in foster youth since five, that I can remember. I was in and out since I was like 14. And that was when I finally faced my parents in court and I asked the judge to place me under adoption. Parents were unsuited. I guess that's really the main word for it.
Mm. I'm so sorry.
No worries. Thank you, though. But I gotta say, like, it's definitely made me a stronger person. I wish I could say, like, after I got adopted, things were all shiny and pretty sunsets. But I'm actually rejoined, so I'm back in the foster system because of my adoption parents. Turns out they were just in it for the money.
Mm.
So everybody's story is different. Everybody's got certain complicated past, whether you're in foster, youth, or independent, or homeless. I've actually been all three. I have been homeless at one point in time. I have lived in a car. I have, of course, been in foster, youth, in and out. And there were times where, like where I'm at right now, thank God for the Renaissance, because I don't have my adoptive parents and I don't have my parents. So Adriana and Kizzy are kind of like my role models. And ever since I came to Fresno State, I sort of built a foundation for myself, so to speak. I've always heard this saying, you are who you surround yourself by. So if you want to be successful and you want to be a certain person when you get older, you want to surround yourself by people who make you feel like that, who motivate you, who push you. And ever since these last 2 years, I've been working on that. I've been building my foundation and forming a platform of who it is that I want to be and what I want to do. Success is the best revenge. I've always said that to myself. Yeah. And I'm grateful to have Kizzy, Adriana, their mentoring program. They have this sort of like subset to the program where you have a mentor that's sort of in a specific career and they sort of help you how to like ways you can help better yourself to ready yourself for your career and stuff. And they set me up with my mentor, Melissa, and she's amazing. And we're so close now. So now I consider her family too. So
great.
Yeah, right. It's been such a positive outcome for me, even though I've had all these issues. Like, I like to see the glasses half full, and it's been amazing, well, gotta say.
That's wonderful. That's really, really great. I'm so glad that you did not let these obstacles define you and that you move forward and really are doing really great.
Thank you.
That's wonderful. Thank you. Richard, would you like to add something?
In the categories, I would consider myself an independent youth. So technically, I'm an orphan. I've been independent for a couple years now throughout high school, you know, just self-supporting myself and bouncing around just from, you know, friend's house to cousins and aunts and uncles. And, you know, something about growing up without having that, you know, asking for stuff, like put me in a situation where I really don't like asking people for anything.
Mm-hmm.
And especially like once I came here, you know, I felt like that became bigger inside of me. But you know, with Renaissance Scholars Program, I feel like it's helping me out a lot because I don't feel like I need to ask for anything. It's always like, are you in need of something? Like, do you need help with anything?
Mm-hmm. That's great. I'm glad that the program has been that anchor for you to do some of these things. That's wonderful. So, Adriana, we talked a little bit about the definition here. And so if there's some people listening out there, either some young people or someone who knows someone that is in the circumstance of any of the three, foster care, homelessness, or independent. Tell us a little bit about how they can apply to Fresno State, be part of a Renaissance program. What kinds of things would you help them so that they can have some of the same opportunities that both Richard and Victoria have had here?
If there's youth out there that are interested in coming to Fresno State, the number one thing they need to do is prepare. Right. So how exactly do we prepare? It's never too early to start. So actually last Friday, March 24th, we had our first Access to Higher Education Middle School Conference. So we're really preparing these middle school students to be able to know what exactly is expected from them in order to be here at Fresno State. You know, only about 50% of foster youth graduate high school with 3-5% coming to Fresno State or a secondary education, and only 3% graduate with a degree. So it's very important to prepare our youth to know what exactly is expected to be here at Fresno State, such an awesome university. So we are very proud to have had that event. You know, we're hoping to have it every year. So hopefully, you know, keep an eye out for that. But if you are interested and you are currently, say, a senior, ask your counselors. Let them know you heard of this program. How exactly can I participate? Search us up on Google, pretty basic. Search up Fresno State Renaissance Scholars Program or RSP, and we should pop up. Our applications are online. And like I said, if you ever have a question, you could always call our office. You know, I gave my number earlier, but I'll give it again, 559-278-6555. You could call me, ask me any question you have, and I'll do my very best to direct you in the best possible way.
Amazing work you guys are doing in the Renaissance Scholars Program. I want to again commend you for everything that you and Kizzy and all the others are doing, and really have enjoyed getting to meet the two of you today and knowing a little bit more about your story and your successes. And I'm pretty certain the two of you are going to do really well and continue to do really well. So positive trajectory that you're on right now. So I guess we're getting close to the end of the program, and that any of you have any closing comments or things that you would like to say at this point?
Well, I would actually like to thank our president, President Castro and Mary Castro, for being so supportive of our program and loving our students. Matter of fact, loving all Fresno State students. You know, I'm very proud to say that I work for such an awesome university that's been very supportive to our students with all the new resources that are on campus for these awesome students. And I also want to take the time to thank you, Dr. Lamas, for being such a great supporter of our program and making sure that our students have somebody to go to if Kizzy or myself are not available, by providing the funds to have a graduate intern. So I really thank you, and having, you know, that extra money to be able to have events for these students that, like they said, really mean more than just events. So for that, we really thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. And I know if the president and Mrs. Castro were here, they would say your program is near and dear to their heart. As it is to me, and I can't think of a better thing to spend funds on than to work with all these amazing students like the two are here today to help them to their future. They have access now and opportunity, and I know they're going to be successful, so it's a great thing to see. So thank you for the small part we play, but the big part you're all playing in all of this. Victoria, any last comments you'd like to make?
Going off of what Adriana says, thank you all to every supporter. We truly, all of us, me, Richard, Adriana, we really, Kizzy, we all do appreciate it very much. And thank you, Dr. Lamas.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you. Richard, any last words? You're the strong silent type, aren't you? I've picked up on that in our show here today.
I don't know what to say.
That's good. We're good. So with that, Richard has last chance for his last words. He's decided he's said it all. And so with that, we're going to close out our program today. Thanks again to my Fresno State guests, Adriana, Richard, and Victoria, for being here with us today. Thanks for joining us this morning. And please join us next Sunday morning at 10:30 for another Fresno State Student Spotlight on KFSR. Be sure to like us on Facebook at FS Student Spotlight. We're on the air at 90.7 and streaming worldwide at www.kfsr.org. Thank you and good morning.
KFSR presents the Fresno State Student Spotlight every Sunday morning at 10:30. For a complete program schedule, visit kfsr.org.